أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم علمنا القرآن، اللهم فهمنا القرآن، اللهم ارزقنا نور القرآن وبهاء القرآن وكرامة القرآن ورحمة القرآن وحكمة القرآن وبركة القرآن. اللهم علمنا منه ما جهلنا، وذكرنا منه ما نسينا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. اللهم اجعله لنا شاهدا ومؤنسا وقرينا وبهاء ونورا وشفاعة لنا يا رب العالمين. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. Today, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are going to go to the journey in Quran, or the journey in the valley of Quran. And all what we're talking about it so far is really actually not the Quran by itself, but actually a preparation. Today we're going to cover another topic I felt is important to know about Quran. One, about the time Allah chose to reveal the Quran. And before we go that in details, we have to know the condition of Arabic Peninsula. It was a very bad condition. Jahiliya, ignorance. The father take his own daughter and bury her alive because he feels shame if she go and she brings shame to himself and the tribe. They used to go and have intimacy or intercourse with one woman, and when the woman get pregnant and have a child, they used to have like a lotto, who would be the child belong to. They do not know. Many men go and have intimacy with one woman and the woman have a child. How you know which child belong to whom? Fighting with each other. Very heavy ignorant. But anyway, we're not going to go through that. We will talk about it in detail in different time. But what we want to know, two things. At this time, people do not understand. If you go to this time, really, Arabic language was not famous the way people think. Because you have people have no civilization, no morals, no value. By this way, how you can have a language be wanted of a barbarian, ignorant people? It doesn't make sense. Not only that, each tribe and each group and each valley, they have their own dialect. Look what Allah did. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so wise. But sometimes we do not understand the wisdom of Allah. I will go through it in detail in another time, but I'm just going to go through basic element. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approximately 100 years before the beginning of revelation, he allowed people from Quraysh tribe to be a pioneer in poem, poetry. And everybody want to imitate. Even they become famous to the point, the young people of the rich people and the head of the other tribes, they have to go to Quraysh to study their own language and accent and dialect. By this way, they can compete in the poetry. So when they used to put it in a Kaaba, and they used to call it Mu'allaqat. They write it so big, and people coming and read. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 100 years before revelation, He made the people of Quraysh pioneer in poet, in poetry. And they become the top in poet. What this did? It make all the Arabic peninsula united in one language. Meaning everybody knows the language of Quraysh. You see how Allah work? By this way, when the time coming for revelation, yes, he speak different dialect and different ways, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his ultimate wisdom, he prepares the ground. This one aspect. The another aspect which is very important for us today, the way Allah prepared Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah prepared him by enabling him not to gain knowledge, different preparation. And this is why today we want tafsir, we want this, we want that, but we forget. The heart is not prepared, the soul is not prepared. It's almost like Musa alayhi salam. I always, you know, give you this example because it's a very powerful known to everybody. Musa alayhi salam, when he flee from Egypt to Sinai desert, approximately 18 years in the desert before he gets revelation. The early scholars, they say, this was waqfat tarbiyah, meaning like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till you come here, you need the preparation of revelation. What this preparation? Usually, in all messenger prophet, they become a shepherd, to care about sheep. For wisdom, Allah know, to teach them humble, humility, good manner, good character, patience, oneness of God. You cannot have anger, you have nothing. You not even have your own sheep, you're working for somebody. And living in the desert is tough. And there's no way you can be busy with other things. You have nothing. By this way, it's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you away from everything just to know one thing. Who you are and who's the owner of the surrounding environment. Which Allah. And this today I said to all of us, we hurry to go to Quran. But we have to prepare ourselves for Quran. And one of the ways to prepare ourselves to Quran is we go back to the Sunnah of Allah, the teaching of Allah and the habit of Allah, the way He teaches all the Prophet and Messenger, and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody tell me, okay, this meaning now I have to go buy some sheep and go to the desert. I said, even if I tell you yes, you cannot do it. You will never able to do it. You're so stuck. You cannot even leave haram job to halal job. And you want to go and leave United States and go to the desert. You cannot make it. Why? The heart is so attached. But at least do what Ibrahim alayhi salam did. Do what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Start having time alone, sit alone, just sit alone in a place with nobody there, apart. you know, beach, whatever it is, just sit alone. Go to a hostel, go to any place, just sit alone for some time. See the power of the Creator around you. Just get some wisdom of nature around you. It will benefit you a lot. To humble your nafs, humble yourself and your soul. Remember who you are, where you're going. Because if you do not have the heart ready, wow, you go to Quran, it becoming like hieroglyphic. You cannot understand. Why? It's nothing to do with the Quran, it's you, it's my heart. By this way, just talk to Allah and ask yourself why you need to learn for. What is your intention? You see, today we want to learn, but what is my intention? And I have to remind myself and I remind you, intention has to be purely to Allah. Sincerely to Allah, with ikhlas. And I have to remember the pillar of knowledge. The prerequisite to gain knowledge. The respect of knowledge. And there are 4 points. Number one, to seek it to the pleasure of Allah. Meaning to seek it only to gain the pleasure of Allah. Number two, make an oath between me and Allah, O Allah, an intention, allow me to implement the knowledge to please you, Allah. And steadfast on what you learning, meaning in action, to live it. And number three, when you gain knowledge, you have to set the intention to convey this knowledge to whom who doesn't have it. You cannot keep the knowledge for yourself, otherwise it's burning. And number four, which is the ultimate one, you have to be patient. Patient of implementing the three. And otherwise, Shaitan will not allow you to do even one. And you have to remember, knowledge like money, meaning we do not own it, is a trust, is an amana, Allah give it to us. Give it to us to do what with it? To be happy with it? To flatter ourselves and others? MashaAllah, I'm the knowledgeable person. May Allah forgive me and forgive you. What's the intention? Or really to get closer to Allah and helping others to get closer to Allah. To know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have to remind myself and you, like one scholar, his name Ibn Qayyim al-Juzayri rahmatullahi alayhi, said, with every knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives two things, light and fire. If you respect the knowledge, Allah gives you the light and take the fire away from you. And if you do not respect knowledge, Allah snatch the light of the knowledge and keep the fire with it. What is the light of knowledge and what is the fire of knowledge? The light of knowledge is a comprehending, the understanding, the ability and tawfiq of Allah to enable you to live according to this knowledge and to convey the message. And all has to be purely to Allah. If you do so, there is the light and guidance and mercy of knowledge. And if, walayadu billah, may Allah forgive us and protect us from that, if we seek the knowledge for any purpose different than what I said, or we did not intend to really live according to it, the opposite happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the light, which is the tawfiq of understanding, ability to do, no comprehending of what Allah wants, and now we have the ink of the knowledge. We have the knowledge. We think we understand, but it's not benefit us, and it's not benefit others. And this time, the knowledge will be witness against us, not toward us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. this way, to gain knowledge, you have to prepare yourself and make an oath to live according the maximum you can, convey the maximum you can, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you patience to convey the message toward it with Allah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for no reason except the pleasure of Allah, and to fulfill your duty and responsibility of the knowledge Allah give it to you. Now, by the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to go to some topics I'd like to share with you. One of the things we have to know, how Quran revealed. We know it, we heard about it, it's very famous in the Ummah. Quran has been revealed in the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan, the one has been revealed in it. Ramadan, Quran, which is Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 185. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qadr, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Allah revealed it in the night of power, Laylat al-Qadr. And the scholar go to many topics. Is the Quran has been revealed completely in the sky and after that descend pieces after pieces toward the earth, or Quran has been revealed little by little in different time? Some people said is revealed over one night and they have their own evidence. Some people they believe is revealed over 23 years, which is a 23 years from the beginning of revelation until the last revelation and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah take him. And you go through all this. And we know is Jibreel alayhi salam, he used to come in the format of a man and educate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and teach him about Quran. We want to go to the detail of that when the time comes. And even some of the people who say it never was revealed completely one time, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, in Surah Al-Furqan, verse 32, when people ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنَ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدًا. People used to ask Rasulullah, O Muhammad, where is the book? Where is the revelation like everybody used to have? Why the Creator do not give you the whole book? Why you give us pieces by pieces? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, كَذَلِكْ لِنُثَبِّتْ بِهِ فُؤَادَكْ. This way to make you steadfast. And this tiny verse from Surah Al-Furqan also, many people go through many understanding.
Which ayah is that?
Is verse 32 in Surah Al-Furqan. Because he said, because Rasulullah was illiterate, he cannot handle Quran altogether. Some people said to make it easy over Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people said, oh, but if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want him to handle it, he will handle it. You know? But for wisdom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted. Many people said also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to be revealed in different time according to the hub and the situation to teach us. And this also one of the main wisdom of the Quran is the way Quran revealed and the way the ahkam, the ruling and the command and of Allah has been go gradually from easy to harder, to harder, to completely, to steadfast in the deen of Allah, because it's harder in the beginning, because the people believe is not steadfast yet. By this way, the early people they said, if you want bring Islam back in any time, in any year, in any way, you have to go back to the way the Quran revealed and take it step by step. Because the Quran, the way it's revealed, is completely different sequence than the way the Quran is recited in the Quran. Huge difference. By this way, if you want to bring people toward Islam, take them step by step according to the Quran, the way it's revealed. If you want to give them da'wah, is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided, you give them Quran the way it is written right now.
Is there like a Quran available in that form? Available somewhere?
I do not know, but I know one thing. It's called the knowledge of Asbab al-Tanzeel. You have to go to the knowledge of Quran, and you have to go to the books called Asbab al-Tanzeel, the reason of revelation. Okay? If you go to big library like or big university like in Islamabad or Cairo or stuff like that, I'm sure any scholar has to learn it this way. But not all of them. And we know from Sahih Bukhari, عن عائشة رضي الله عنها عن فاطمة رضي الله عنهما. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to send Jibreel alayhi salam to let Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam reciting Quran every year. And in the last year, Jibreel alayhi salam let Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam recite the whole Quran twice. And even he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, إِنَّ جِبْرِيلَ كَانَ يُعَرِضْنِي بِالْقُرْآنَ كُلِّ سَنَةً وَإِنَّهُ عَرَضَنِي الْعَامَ مَرَتَيْنِ وَلَا أَرَاهُ إِلَّا حُضُورَ أَجَلِ. Jibreel alayhi salam used to come to me and make me recite Quran once a year. And this year is twice, and I do not see it except I'm leaving. And also we have to know something else. It happened. Quran revealed, according to different hadith and different report, seven language, or seven dialect, or seven accent, or seven letters. I'm giving you all what is reported. And again, in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, and Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, أقرأني جبريل على حرف فراجعته ثم لم أزل أستزيده فيزيدني حتى انتهى إلى سبعة أحرف. People take this hadith of the meaning of Jibreel alayhi salam, he used to come, let me recite Quran. And I let him go back and recite it for me again in different way. And I used to ask him for increase until it becomes seven language or seven letters. To make the story short, because it's a big, long story, I will give you some of the best summary I ever have, because this is again one of the way it is has a little bit of different opinion. You see, to make it short and very helpful, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said of the meaning of, and this is in Tirmidhi, and Ubay ibn Ka'b, أنه لقى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا جبريل إني بعثت إلى أمة المؤمنين منهم العجوز الشيخ الكبير يرحمكم الله والغلام والجارية والرجل الذي لم يقرأ كتابا قط فقال يا محمد إن القرآن أنزل على سبعة أحرف. What it mean? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Jibreel, I've been descended or ascended to an ummah. The majority of it is ignorant, ummiyin. They do not know, illiterate. Among them is the older. Among them is the old man. Among them is a boy. Among them is a young girl. And among them, the man who cannot read or write. Jibreel replied, he said, Ya Muhammad, Inna al-Qur'an unzil ala sabat ahraf. O Muhammad, Qur'an has been revealed in 7 letters. And another way, 7 languages. But what meaning here? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, people used to come to him, especially this happened in Medina. Especially it happened in the end when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened Islam so rapidly. People used to come so rapidly with complete tribes after a tribe, and they embrace Islam. And Rasulullah sallallahu used to let them recite Quran and go back to their own tribe. These people used to have different dialect. By this way, they cannot pronounce certain letter, or they cannot pronounce certain dialect. And Quran was Quraysh language. By this way, according to some report, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he allowed to go with 7 ways according to 7 tribes. And they are number 1 is Quraysh, and another بلغة هذيل, وبعضهم بلغة تميم, وبعضهم بلغة أزد وربيعة, وبعضهم بلغة حوزان وسعد بن بكر. This is the major one, the major tribes. Now, we're going to go to what happened. When Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to allow people to recite Quran with little bit slightly different dialect. We're going to go through it now when we talk about how Quran has been accumulated when Rasulullah died. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Jibreel alayhi salam used to give him a revelation, he used to have kataba, he used to have a companion, their job is to write it. And after he memorized it from Jibreel, he recited for them, they learn it and they write it. And before he died, when Jibreel alayhi salam gave him the final tartib, the final sequence of the Quran, he said, Ya Muhammad, this verse in this location, this area in this area, this area in this area. And the whole revelation has been giving the final location and the final sequence according to Jibreel. And this is what I said in a few minutes ago, is a revelation sequence is completely different, or a big huge difference between the sequence of revelation and the sequence of the Quran we have in our hand. The sequence is different. By this way, this is some of the basic, because each topic I'm talking about it, we can go for even like weeks, just if we want to go to the depth of every topic. Now, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam died, and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu took place as a Khalifa, and one of the battle in Yamama took place, and a lot of people of the companion died. And the majority of them was among the carrier of Quran. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he went to Abu Bakr and he asked him, Abu Bakr, Quran, the people who carry Quran is dying. Let's collect Quran. Abu Bakr refused. He said, I would never do something Rasulullah never did. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he keep emphasizing the topic until Abu Bakr Siddiq said, Umar, he kept talking to me until I felt calmness in my heart. It is good. And after that, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he called Zayd. And he told him the same. And Zayd, he said exactly what Abu Bakr said. He said, I'm afraid to do it. Something never Rasulullah SAW did. But again, Abu Bakr, he keep emphasizing until Zayd, he start. What is it? Is the one collecting all the Quran, which it used to be, like you have in your house, couple of pages, you have in your house, couple of ladder, couple of rocks, couple of this, each one having different part written. Nobody at this time had everything is written, because you used to memorize it, the majority. And when the people who memorize it start dying, Omar, he was afraid, radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, of the Quran be lost. And he command or advise Abu Bakr of collecting. And it was done in the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and it was in his house. And when he died, Umar took it and he kept it in his house. And when Umar died, Hafsa, the daughter of Umar, she took it and she kept it in her house. People misunderstand. They said, Uthman is the first one collecting the Quran. No, Uthman is the first one to collecting Quran and put it in one book, but not collecting physically. It was already collected. It was just never been in a book. But meaning the Quran had been collected automatically right away after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and been preserved.
In the same sequence as we have?
Sure. No, I'm sorry. Just collected. Meaning the Quran have been collected the way it is, meaning all the Quran, the one is written from the time of Rasulullah, and Rasulullah approved it in his own living, this has been collected. Now, let's go to the time of what happened in the time of Uthman. And this, believe it or not, is located in Sahih Bukhari. You will find it. An Anas and Hudhayfa ibn al-Yamman, which one of the most closest companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to Uthman and he said, "Ya Uthman, I see people is getting lost. People is arguing with each other. People fighting with each other in masajid." Meaning, you find somebody reciting Quran, and you recite it different way. And you said, "Who did he say? It's not from Quran." No, I have the Quran. And people start fighting and arguing. My recitation is right, no your recitation. You remember the seven ways? You remember? And it was approved. But later on, people start getting together and learning from different companions, from different tribes, and different dialect. And people start accusing each other than you Muslim. Is something is wrong with your Quran? No, something was wrong with you, my Quran. No. And it was a big fitna. And at this time, Hudhayfa said it to Uthman. He said, "Ya Uthman, if you do not save this ummah will go to what happened exactly in the time of Yahud and Nasara. You will be a mess. Save them." Uthman, he sent to Hafsa. And he said, "Hafsa, get me of all the original revelation, you have it." She sent it to him. And he commanded Zayd ibn Thabit, وعبد الله بن الزبير وسعد بن أبي وقاص وعبد الرحمن بن الحارث بن هشام. He commanded these four companions, which was very famous of the most knowledgeable living companion of Quran, and they memorized it in their heart. And he said, "You, the three among you, is from Quraysh, and Quran revealed in Quraysh language. You sit down together, write it the way it is, and if any different, return it to Quraysh language and do not add any another language. And come with me with the final as a book." Meaning collect all this, write it down in one. And after he did that, according to different report, he sent 4 or 5 copies. One to Syria, and one to Armenia or Azerbaijan, and one in Iraq, and one he kept it for himself. And he burned all the leftover before. Why? Because the leftover was written with different dialect. You remember? People used to memorize and write it the way they memorize it. Now, one of the best understanding about this topic is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed for a time. The time is needed to enter Islam, even if you cannot pronounce it the right way. But once you strengthen your iman, okay, some people said, okay, but why did not happen in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And one person, he said, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was waiting until all the Quran will be completed as a hukm also. Because was they keep different. You know, nasikh wal mansukh, hukm, you know, easy, and after that, the final hukm in the end. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقُرْآنًا فَرَّقْنَاهُ لِتَقْرَأَهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْثٍ وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا. Quran, we descended in parts to read it to people, ala mukthin, slowly and gradually, wa nazzalnahu tanzila, and we revealed it gradually. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidun. We have been revealed the dhikr, and we are the protector of it. Now I can tell you again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'la, سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى. We will make you recite it, don't forget. إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ, until Allah want. They said, until Allah want, this is the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because after that, Quran will take a different way. What is that? Is the way the Khulafa Rashidin did it. And also, to continue something, we will talk about it when the time comes. Which, the I'jaz of Quran, the miracle of Quran. Every messenger or prophet used to get like a sahifa, like the Ten Commandments, a couple of pages, a book, a booklet. It contains a revelation. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his miracle is his book. And this is why if anybody asks, what is the miracle of this prophet? The miracle of this prophet is his book. Because every messenger or prophet used to be coming for a nation. But this prophet coming from mankind. By this way, how I prove to a man today, I invite him to Islam, is that Muhammad is a prophet of Allah. Very simple. I let him study Quran as a book. And I tell him, the one who composed it, he's illiterate. He said, no way. I said, that's it. The Quran is evidence, is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the Prophet of Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is evidence, is the Quran, is the revelation of Allah. By this way, any argue between both, each one is evidence against the other. We will go through it in small detail again. A lot of people said, how dare Uthman radiallahu anhu to burn the original? How dare he do that? And some people start making accusation, and we forget who's Uthman. You understand me? And we forget what Allah said. Because the word of Allah above in him.
Can you mention that there was also one text which was compiled during the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam?
Not a book.
Leather
pieces.
Yes, but together.
Not together. No, I did not say that. It was compiled but not as a book.
Yes, but the compilation was in one place which transferred to the book of Hadith.
Okay, this happened, but I said it before, it was happening in the time of Umar, not in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first compiling was in the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, not in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What happened, don't forget, Rasulullah sallallahu used to teach, and he used to have his kataba. This kataba used to have it, but this kataba start leaving from different area and different battlefield, because everybody used to go for jihad. And when they used to go, wonder what happened. Some of this used to be like, you know, they used to share. So and so have these pieces, so and so get these pieces, so and so teach these pieces, you know. Whom in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completely master the Quran is for. The one who masters the Quran 100% in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is for. And all of them from Medina. Ubay ibn Ka'b, Mu'ad ibn Jabal, Zayd ibn Thabit, wa Abu Zayd.
So these are the poor people who learned it by heart.
Completely master it. When we said master it, they master it. At this time, when we said master it, they do not master it only meaning recitation. They know a lot more than recitation. They know, like for example, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, and even he's not among them, because he missing a couple of verses. They do not add him. But he used to swear by Allah, no verse, no place, you know, no verse and no chapter has been revealed, and I cannot tell you when and how and where it revealed. Because he was in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time. Again, I'm not going to a lot of detail, because this I plan to do it for the average people. But actually, if you go to Quran, and the knowledge of Quran is unbelievable, is an ocean. But we have to start by taking what important to us first, and build it, and after that go to the rest. A lot of these details is good, but good to whom? To somebody who will write a book about Quran, or he going to have some topic with some heavy people about Quran, or some people came and make accusation about Quran and you have to answer them. Now you have to go through all this what has been reported in details and bring it to them. But an average person, how much really is the difference between such and such, who did it and what time? How many people is ready for all this knowledge and what it would benefit them?
That's true, but I think today questions are being asked, in that relation this is important, because a lot of questions being asked.
You see, don't forget, when people ask you questions, if you do not have the basic, and the basic of how to answer, you can answer even the right answer and you're causing yourself deception and the other deception. Because you have to have the wisdom. Why the people ask you? Is he ask you for knowledge? Or is he ask you for accusation? Or is he ask you for this just state of argument? You have to be careful with that. And also, none of this knowledge, you really can take a tiny bit from it. Why? If you really want to go to one of this topic, you have to get the knowledge of men. Because, for example, knowledge of men meaning, if I tell you Zayd ibn Thabit, who's Zayd ibn Thabit? Why you choose him? Another group of people, like the Shia, will tell you, no, we have such and such person. By this way, unless you have really, really good, strong knowledge, and deep knowledge, you will stop and stuck again. By this way, it's not a knowledge you can take a tiny bit and throw the rest. You can. And this also takes us to something the companion used to do, we do not do. They used to respect themselves and respect the knowledge, respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And used to dare talk about something they do not do, or they do not know. Today we love to talk and we do not know. Or even we're not sure about what we're saying and we keep talking. It's very dangerous. The companion used to be scared to talk, and today we love to talk. The companion has the knowledge and they do not talk. Today we have no knowledge and we talk. The companion knows the ultimate wisdom of every piece in Quran, and we do not know, and we talk. The companion have basira, they know, and we do not have. What is the basira? The basira when you are unable to know even who's in the front of you. Allah give you the shafafiyya, the ability to see and comprehend the depth. Like I said before, are we ready for Quran?
See. One question before we go further. The four Sahaba you mentioned who mastered the Quran, were they alive, all of them, during the time of the Hazrat Usman?
The majority.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is why the three of them actually is the one.
Okay.
They said. We said before, is Quran has i'jaz. I'jaz of Quran meaning the miracle of the Quran. And people until this moment, they're writing books and books and books of the miracle of Quran. From scientific point of view, from Arabic point of view, from grammar point of view, from eloquent point of view, from historical point of view, from prophecy point of view. And each topic you can go for months and months and year. And even lately, some people take it from number point of view. And they end it in the computer and they start telling you about the different miracle in the way the Quran is written and how many verses and how many chapters and how many. You can go through it, you will find it on the internet. I do not memorize it, but it's available. Today I talk about again the basic. The basic we need to know. Look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. And this is the first one, the most important one. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد. سورة إبراهيم verse 1. A book we reveal it to you, ya Muhammad, to take out people from darkness to light بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, with the command of Allah, إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ, to the straight path of the most glory, the most exalted, the most gracious. Now, how a book revealed to a man in Arabic Peninsula and he died, and a verse tell him to take people, not take your group, because people in here is open field until the day of judgment. To take the people out of darkness to light. Everybody enter to Islam until the day of judgment. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the cause, the ultimate cause, because he is the one Allah allow him to reveal, to receive the revelation. This why he is the seal of the prophet, no more messenger. But I said it before and we forget it today, a book was an ummah. This book is revealed and has a messenger and an ummah. When the prophet died, the message do not die. The people and the ummah and the believer carry the job of the messenger and the prophet. And this was the gift Allah gave it to the last ummah. And this is what we neglected today. And also something today a lot of people misunderstand among us, among the Muslims. And look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرُهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. And if anyone among the disbeliever or the non-believer اسْتَجَارَكَ, if he asks you to save him, أَجِرُهُ, save him, حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ, until he hear the word of Allah. What it meaning here? You have a job to convey the message, the minimum to allow people to hear the word of Allah and explain it to them. This minimum. Once you do that physically, you did your minimum job. You have to let them hear. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and this was in Surah Tawbah, verse 6, and now Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 50 and 51. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْآيَاتُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمْ أَنَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ. And he said, O the Prophet of Allah, or O the Muhammad, why you do not have sign? Why you do not have miracle like all the Prophet and Messenger before? Every time a Messenger or Prophet come, he has miracle. What is your miracle? Show us a sign. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Muhammad, tell them, قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْآيَاتُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. The miracle belong to Allah. إِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. I'm a warner with the truth. And after that, say ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمْ أَنَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ. Is not enough to reveal a book يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ. You say it to them. Is this not enough? Because all of them know Muhammad is illiterate. He never read, he never write, he never go to school. He never was associated with any learned person. Now how come an unlearned person, illiterate, coming and composing a book? By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Muhammad, what you're saying to them is enough miracle. This is a miracle of all, the miracle of what you're doing to them now. Because also, like I said it before, because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger for mankind until the day of judgment. If Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah allow him to perform certain, what you call it, living miracle. Meaning the living miracle will be for whom? The one who saved. But if I come 1,000 years later and tell you, you know, it has been reported, he did this and this to prove. He said, excuse me, it's just a story. How you expect me to believe a story happened in the past? It doesn't make sense. This is for them, the one who see it or saw it. What about me? I will not buy it. But that's why you have to have a living evidence until the day of judgment. What is the living evidence until the day of judgment? Is Quran. This is the ultimate living evidence in Quran. And in Quran is many verses. If you go to the history of the Quran and the way to reveal it, it was a prophecy of the Prophet. Meaning the Prophet said, I said, or Allah said, and the action will happen later on, according to what he said. Meaning he talk about the future and knowledge of the future. Nobody know except Allah. And Quran has many one like that. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. Allah allow him to say, أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتُرَاهُ قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِعَشْرِ سُوَرٍ مِثْلِهِ. They said, oh, it's just a bunch of lies, a bunch of things he do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you say that, tell them, Ya Muhammad, get only 10 chapters. 10 chapters similar. Compose 10 similar, if you can. And they will never do. And this word Hud, verse 13, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 23, and Surah Al-Baqarah, again, verse 23. And again, in different location, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he let Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to them, if you do not believe me, go get something similar. Gather all of them and come bring something similar. And they will never do.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, bring something similar, what does it mean?
You see, what happened is, they was very good in Arabic language. They very good in poem. They very good in articulate themselves. They very good. But to come with an Arabic language like that, you cannot do it until you will make mistakes. The only way to do it, if you study Arabic, you will find out is no way you can compose even 3 verses the way Quran is composed. You have to make some mistakes. In Arabic, in grammar, in the topic, you see, you cannot get everything together.
So basically the person who can find out about it has to learn it in Arabic.
Sure. Don't forget the people who was challenging Rasulullah was a learned people. They were not ignorant. The ignorant will not do that. This is the top learned people in their tea people in their own time. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asked Rasulullah, oh Rasulullah, go. Go and challenge him. Not only that, look at this verse. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لئن اجتمعت الإنس والجن على أن يأتوا بمثل هذا القرآن لا يأتون بمثله ولو كان بعضهم لبعض ظهيرا. Now Allah finishes the topic. And this Surah Al-Isra, verse 88. He said, Ya Muhammad, tell them, if all mankind and jinn get together to compose something like Quran, they will never do it. Even if they are sitting with each other, supporting each other. Now it's not only one or two. Now, according to this verse, this is a living miracle, evidence, prophecy until the day of judgment. Do you see? By this way, anybody come until now, he's a big learned, Shakespeare or whatever, tell him, okay, go get me a book like that. Compose a book similar. No writer can compose a book without making some mistake. It has to be in a topic, in a sequence. He forget a word here. He added here many times. He forget to put ending in here. If we study Quran, is amazing. Even each chapter is amazing, completely composed in a story or a topic or, you know, unbelievable. By this way, we have what we call the miracle of Quran by itself in himself. Meaning Quran by itself is a miracle. If you study it as a book, is a miracle by itself. And the another topic is a topic belong to mankind. What it means? If you are an honest person looking for an answer, looking for something to benefit you, something to save you, something to make you calm, whatever it is, from any topic, you will find an answer. Whatever what topic, who you are, which country, which culture, which time, you will find something. And this is what happened over the history. And actually today, we see the living answer and the living evidence of what Allah said in Quran. All the people who embrace Islam in America, how? Very educated people, Australia, Europe. Very high educated people. And they really, you know, enter Islam after what? After study Quran. And all of them, they say, this no way can be the word of mankind. Is this not evidence? Look at all the people in jails in America. The way the Quran changing from one human being, a minister, living for 80 years to life, 90 years to life, 40 years to life, a killer, heavy fraud, you name it. And from chained people in jails to the point the jail system gives them half the time, 80% off the time, and let them free. Why? Because their manner and character change. They feel secure of these people. There's many books written about this topic. There's many programs in America done about this topic. About the transition and the transaction and the, like, almost like a miracle of taking people in jail who saw evils and convert them completely or revert them or whatever you say to a people almost like angels. It was a program in Texas about that. Five of the most dangerous people in jail, when they became a Muslim, even the jail system let them free. And they perform a small company to cut the grass. And even the many people used to take them and used to be secure with them. And when these people live in any blocks, the crime, it dropped. Because you should stop all the criminal in the whole block. By this way, they find out Islam is doing wonder. This is a miracle of the Quran in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Who was with them in the cell? Who gives them the money? Who gives them the support? Who persuades them? Nobody. If you really hear some of them, they said, I was down in the down, like even I have one sister, one girl, she tell me, I want death and death do not want me. This how much miserable am I. I want death and death do not want me. Whereas me, she said, I try everything. Everything in the market she tried. Every religion, every groups, everything, she tried. And when some people invite her to Islam, she said, what I lose? I'm already a loser. And convert her again. And make her from darkness to light. This is a miracle of Quran. This is a miracle of Quran. And this is a living miracle until the day of judgment. And again, we can go through many, many verses in Quran about the prophecy, but this will take another session if we want to go through it. But what we have to know also, something is very beautiful, I want to always add in the end, because this for us as a Muslim, because we take the Quran for granted. We take Quran for granted. We want to study Quran, but we have no respect to Quran. We really have no respect to Quran. Imagine what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hash. It's scary. It's really scary. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. If we reveal this book over a mountain, the mountain will fall down, will be smashed from the fear and respect of Allah. The scholars, the early scholars, he wrote books about this only verse. What it mean? It means the power of the Quran. It means the regulation of the Quran. It means the duty of the Quran. Because today we love to talk about the eloquent Quran, the miracle of Quran, the beauty of Quran, the grammar of the Quran, how Quran is so beautiful, but we forget. The companion never do that. The companion worry about what the duty of the Quran. Today we want to quit ourselves and we are garbage inside. But Allah wants us to be decorated by Quran. Quran will decorate you inside out. By this way, today we won't make believe. I have it. They have it. They said. What about me? Is this Quran does not belong to me? Why we lie and we keep lying and make believe? Do you know Quran is witness to us or against us? Is a living witness. We want, we run to study Quran. Quran studied as what? For what? The early people when they study is scared. And the mouth was shut. They're scared to talk about some things you do not know. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل. If we reveal this Quran over a mountain, لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا, you will find him completely in خُشُوع, مُتَصَدِّعًا, completely in thunder and pieces, مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ, from the fear of Allah. Why? This is the word of Allah. This is the word of Allah. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالِ, and this example, we give it to mankind. Maybe they think about it. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكْرُونَ. Maybe they wonder and think about it. Because tafakkur here is not the way we do. No, no, no. Tafakkur meaning in Arabic, when you really think about something and you gain something from it. Today we do think about it, and after 5 minutes we talk like we never think. The Arabic people, when they used to think, you find the person walking for weeks is completely mahmoon, completely in agony, and you ask him what's happening. He said, I'm thinking about some, such and such sentence. For a week, he living with one sentence. Today, we have a dars about Quran, and after 5 minutes, we giggle like we never heard anything, and we go back like we never heard anything. What does this tell me? We did. We really did. We're making joke over Quran. We play game with Quran. Because one of these verses is enough to make me think and wonder until I die. It makes me scared. It changed my life. And today every prayer you go in America, durus about Quran, durus about Quran, tafsir, durus about Quran, tafsir. But you see the people in their home, is nothing. In their life is nothing.
but they love to argue about it and challenge each other and everybody make believe. Is this what Allah revealed Quran for? To make us more sick? Why Quran make us more sick? Meaning we are very sick. Yes, Quran talk about that. If you go back to Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 7 and 8 until 21, when Allah talk about the hypocrite. They know Quran. Iblis la'natullah alayhi know Quran. The devil know Quran. But what they gain of Quran? By this way, every knowledge I gain from Quran is according to my status of the heart. To my status of the heart. What I want from the Quran. Is everyone has to know all this regulation? No. You have to know only fear of Allah and love of Allah. Because if you do so, you will go to some learned or scholar. You fear Allah and you ask him, oh, I have this situation, what I have to do? What Quran tell me to do? And you will do. Finished! It's not a fard ayn, it's fard kifaya. It's obligation only for one. If one scholar know about Quran in a whole area, it drops the obligation from the whole people. But the main knowledge you have is the fear of Allah, the love of Allah, how to love Allah, how to fear Allah, how to really respect Allah, how to live as a Muslim, how you have the oneness of Allah in your heart. This is the meaning of the whole Quran. Like Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, he said it, I said it last week. If you gather all the Quran, the knowledge of Quran only to teach you about the name of Allah. And the name of Allah to teach you about Allah. That's it. By the way, if I have all the knowledge about Quran, I have no Allah in my heart, where am I? If I'm not living for Allah, where am I? All the fiqh we study, it will not take 1 hour and that's it. Why? Because you make salah every day, 5 times a day. If you gather all the salah, it will take what? 1 hour altogether? Now you have 23 hours daily. What are you doing? What you need to know for the 23 hours? Fasting 1 time a year, Hajj 1 time in your life, Zakah, it takes a few minutes. And even if you do not know, you go to an accounting, Islamic accounting, meaning a scholar. You tell him exactly how much you make. In a few minutes, he tells you exactly how much you pay. Finished. But what you really need to know daily and every moment for 23 hours daily, who is Allah and who you are. If me is slave to Allah, if me trying to please Allah, if me really try to do my duty, what about when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the amana? Inna aradna al-amana. We show the amana, the trust, ala al-jibal, to the mountain, and the sky, and the earth, and everybody refused it. Everybody said, oh Allah, please forgive me, I cannot handle it. What? An insan, he accepted. Human being, son of Adam, he accepted. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومَ الْجَهُولَ. He's an oppressor, he's an oppressor. And he's jahul, he's ignorant. Ignorant of what? The early scholars said, ignorant of the duty of the amana. Similar, our health is amana, duty. Our time is amana, duty. Our wife and children is amana, duty. Our money is duty, what we doing? And this amana will be questioned about. This is the amana, this is the duty, and this is the trust, everybody's care of it. And we take it slightly. Similar, Quran is a trust, is the word of Allah. You want to feel the Quran? See first who you are. See first who you are. We want to study Quran, but we do not want to prepare ourselves for Quran. Like I said in the beginning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how many years Allah prepare him? Musa alayhi salam, how many years Allah prepare him? But we do not want, we go with arrogance. Excuse me, tafsir. Tak, tak, tak. argue. You will never dare to do that, even if you study cooking. If you study cooking, you will be shut up and have respect to what you study from. But only in Quran, we are to act argue. And we are arrogant of what? With the ultimate knowledge supposed to go to us humble. It's scary, because we are end of time. May Allah save me and save you. Really. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow Quran to be witness to us, not against us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and give us tawfiq to live according to Islam and Quran, not according to our desire and temptation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us sincere in what you say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who do what they say and not say what they do not do. Allahumma afu warham wa tajawaz amma ta'lam innaka antal azizul akram. اللهم اجعلنا من الصادقين واجعلنا من المخلصين واجعلنا من المخلصين واجعلنا من أوليائك الصالحين ومن جندك المنصورين. اللهم أعشنا على القرآن الكريم وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منها. اللهم اجعله حجة لنا وليست علينا. اللهم اجعله لنا نورا وبهاء وضياء يا رب العالمين، وأنيسا وقرينا وشفيعا لنا يا رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم علمنا منه ما جهلنا، وذكرنا منه ما نسينا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.